the Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, you just got to kick yourself back a little bit and stop for a minute and breathe. And, you know, as your host, many of you have been listening to me on Voice America for 4 years now. And we started out in this Thursday spot, Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, jumped over to Tuesday, and now we're back to Thursday. And, you know, being your host and looking at what it is, what we are taking out into the world, has been a beautiful journey for us. A journey of exploration, a journey of talking with amazing people, and actually transforming lives. And so what we love to do is give back. And I want to thank each and every one of you for giving so much to us. If you go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, www.thedrpatshow.com, or simply go to drpatsmakeover.com, you're going to see that last Thursday on the 3rd of July, we launched Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. It is a body, mind, spirit makeover from the inside out. And let me just tell you, within, what is it, 5-6 days, we have received an overwhelming response, and we haven't even gone public with it. What I mean by that is through our word of mouth, through network, practitioners from all over the country are showing up. Practitioners from Australia, for Australia folks are showing up. And this is because it is time. Giving back has been so important to us. We continue to do it. We gave away our iPod, the first iPod. We're giving away an iPod a month with the Best of Dr. Pat Show on it. And here I sit with you today to say we're just warming up. So if you're ready to get out of the gate in 2008 and you haven't really thought about it yet, let's do it together. I have a fabulous, fabulous guest today. Teresa Luquette joining us here today, producer and trainer of the world-recognized 7 Steps to Your Seven-Figure Business. Yeah, seven-figure business. I just want to make sure you got that. Write that down. Write 7 figures down. Put that number in front of it that you want. This is the top small business growth training. When we talk today with Teresa, when we look at what life is about, what does it mean to be plugged into small business? The people she has worked with, including being on Fox with Neil Cavuto and being with Mark Victor Hansen, one of our friends, Robert Allen, those folks in a fabulous mentorship entrepreneurial program. We're talking about providing you with the keys, the secret, so to speak, to what life is about. You know, she's a masterminded individual. She has worked with so many people. I want to tell you about her chiropractic practice. We'll talk about that today, what she has done. But the bottom line is that if you're looking at making millions and you're not worried about how you're going to spend it or how you're going to give it back, this is the show you want to listen to. And even if you are worried, you want to listen. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us here today. We've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dr. Pat. I'm really excited to talk to you and your guests.
Well, I went to your website, and this is where I want to start with this conversation. On the website, it says, let us grow your business to serve your life. And many of the times that I get to talk with folks like you, people that are doing amazing work to help others, there's always this amazing story behind it. Sometimes it's a fun story, and sometimes it's a kind of story about obstacles. And I want to ask you, given where you are today, what obstacles did you, Teresa, personally have to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, one of the main obstacles I had to overcome was actually working too hard.
Yes.
And I figured out that many entrepreneurs like myself have started in the corporate world. That's where I got my my start in business, was in corporate, working, you know, 60 to 90 hours a week and just chasing my tail, chasing success as I defined it at that time in my life, and then moving on to entrepreneurship and finding a lot more freedom and flexibility and actually working less and earning more. And I realized after working with my husband in his chiropractic practice and many chiropractors and other small business owners that this is actually a common issue that we all struggle with as entrepreneurs and corporate professionals, with balancing working too hard and balancing our lives and with our successful business obstacles or goals that we have for ourselves, and kind of how do we intertwine the two and accomplish both simultaneously.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point that you make, because, you know, the bottom line is I come from a corporate background as well. And we know how hard we worked in that corporate background, in our corporate jobs. Not sure we knew why we were working so hard. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, I think we thought we knew why we were working so hard.
I thought I knew then, right.
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking back now, and I'm like, okay, why was it I did that 36 hours straight? You know, I think the trick, and I want to ask you about this, is that now you're in business for yourself. I'm in business for myself. You know, we've taken this small little one-hour show, been able to grow it to over 13 hours a week. We're on two continents. And yet there's this, wow, and this is what I got to ask you. There's this sense that, wow, this is like mine. I'm working for myself now. It's okay to work this hard. Is that like a myth?
I think sometimes it is, and it depends on how you define working. There's working that's troublesome, it's hard, you're not getting in the direction that you want to go in, and something just doesn't feel right, and that's when you're really working too hard. When you're having fun, then work and fun, the lines become more blurred, and all of a sudden you're being more fulfilled, and you're actually not working in a way that you're just striving and not going in a direction that's positive, that doesn't feel good and isn't happy. A lot of entrepreneurs, such as yourself, achieve success where you're not working too hard because you're actually having a great time. You're with friends and family. Your personal values are being accomplished simultaneously with your business goals. Where we get into trouble as entrepreneurs and corporate professionals is when there's a separation between the two that's unhealthy, and you're not satisfied and fulfilled with what you're doing.
Well, I know what that's like to be doing that in the corporate world. Boy, it'd be really hard for me to be doing that now. I mean, clearly, though, aren't there things that each and every one of us do, Teresa, every day that we may not be at the top of our list to do, but we have to do them? I think what you're talking about is having the core essence of your work be unpleasant to you.
Exactly. And there are so many things that we actually think we have to do that we don't have to do. And I do a lot of work with my entrepreneurs in getting rid of the hats that you wear, so to speak, that you think you have to do, because and this can sometimes be a women's issue. It goes both genders, but women typically, I find, have an issue with delegation of things that they believe they have to do, and we have all these beliefs that we have to do this and we have to do that, when in fact we can delegate an enormous amount of the things that we're doing and actually free ourselves up to put in that 28 hours on highly efficient, fun things that we like to do that are getting us ahead in our personal and business lives. And I don't know if you want me to go into examples of things that a lot of women don't delegate, just simple tasks like grocery shopping, errand running, handling all the bills for the family and the household, completely delegating all of your operational processes in your business that are not core to profitability and the business making money. They have to be done, but they're not revenue-producing activities. So I have a process that I use with myself in my own life that's been very successful that I've started teaching other entrepreneurs, and that is how to separate our list, so to speak, of what we're doing that's profitable, not profitable, has to be done, but doesn't directly serve our immediate vision, our lifestyle, and the outcome that we're driving for. So it's really being able to delineate between each of the things that you're doing in your life that you don't have to be doing. And everybody, you know, pretty much most people can carve out about 2 to even 4 hours of their day taking things off their plate that they don't have to do.
Well, I'll tell you, just listening to you, you're giving me a hot flash here. because you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking and I'm writing some notes down, and I'm thinking, okay, is she really saying this? Is this something that is really true? How did we, Teresa, is it an issue for women? Are we talking women? And I mean, I hate to separate women and men, but I think this is one of these times where it may be worth it to step back for a minute and say, you know, are women more prone to doing it all? And you know, isn't it true that women are out there right now, gangbusters, creating new businesses?
Yes, they really are. Entrepreneurship for women is growing, but the disappointing factor to me right now, that is the truth that I hope to curb with my help towards women in business, is the statistic that most women in business never achieve the seven-figure mark. And part of that, I believe, is because we get so bogged down in the have to do this and have to do this. And I have a simple thing that I have a sign running in my head that says, who can do this? There's a blank at the end of it, and it should rarely be me filled in to that blank. But, you know, we're conditioned to think, I do this, I have to do this, I need to do this, what else do I need to do? And, you know, I don't know about your upbringing, but mine was make a task list of all the things I have to do. And as I went through, you know, corporate and then entrepreneurship and became a mom, I realized, wait a minute, the keyword I needs to be taken off this list, and the who needs to be filled in with someone other than me, unless it's something that really efficiently serves the profitability of my company, goes to the bottom line for my own family and my own future and the direction that I'm headed in, and is helping other people, specifically at this point, the entrepreneurs that I'm serving. So there are all sorts of things. If you have that, you know, and some of my clients have a list beside their desk that we start off with making, you know, what am I doing today? Who could be doing this? And you name someone. You know, specifically, whether it's a company that you're going to outsource to, an individual that you can call on, a support staff member that you can hire. There are all sorts of different resources that you can use to offload things from your day-to-day schedule.
I love what we're talking about, because this is for us, for me, for my listeners. What you offer is so needed today, because the statistics are compelling enough for us to say it's time for you, for me, for all of us to get the information out there to help other people be successful. We're going to take a short break. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, when we think about thriving, you might as well put Teresa Luquette's name right next to it, because 7 steps to your 7-figure business is not just a tagline. This is a way of life for Teresa and for her clients. When we return from break, we're going to talk about what it means to have that million-dollar business, how to build it from scratch, what these 7-figure businesses and 7 steps mean, and what you can do today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Lights go out and I can be seen.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory e-book and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. We want to take your questions today, 866-472-5787. If you're listening to the show and you're wondering, you know, I have an idea, I have a business, I have something that I want to launch, I have something I want to start, get out of the gate 2008. That's what we are about this year. As a matter of fact, we've been giving away magnets to our callers, so anyone that calls in during the show with a question, we have a get out of the gate in 2008 magnet for you, because we want to magnetize whatever you're doing. We want to magnetize that so that you attract everything in your life, not tomorrow, but right now. My guest today, Teresa Luquette, knows a ton about this. And when I say a ton, I'm talking about a woman that has created a proprietary method, system, that will help you, entrepreneur, get to that seven-figure dollar amount that you want. And not because it's an exception. It's because this is something she's learned, this is something she's passionate about, and this is something she does. She helps people build million-dollar businesses from what? From $100,000? From $900,000? No, from scratch. She's joining me here today. We're going to dig right into this because, you know, there are challenges out there. And I think, Teresa, the question is, you know, how do we move past all of the hype, all of the publicity, all of the gloom and doom, you know, to step into that place where we begin to know, build, breathe that million-dollar business?
You know, Pat, I think one thing that you said that really resonated with me and is so clear is that when a business owner declares where they want to play the business game, you know, where do you want to operate, and you declare that I will have a seven-figure business that's $1 million to $10 million business, then you have a starting point and a goal or objective, a vision that you can start working towards. A lot of business owners never declare or establish the benchmark of what size business do I want to own, manage, you know, and implement, and how many customers will I have to serve in order to achieve that vision. So once you declare pretty much what is your vision, who does it serve, for how long will you be doing it, and what number are you headed in the direction of, when you declare that, you get clear, then you can go to work. And what happens when you start going to work, a lot of times people will, obstacles will get in the way, challenges will occur, self-doubt will start setting in, people will, you know, tell you why you can't do it or why you shouldn't do it. We start listening to all of that and we stop, or we let our journey become delayed. If you're committed, even though your journey is delayed because of the natural self-doubt setting in and the, you know, naysayers, the economy, and all the other challenges that come into play, will, if you expect them, know that you're going to deal with them and continue on to that seven-figure mark, then you're naturally, mentally, and physically leading in that direction. And let's say that you set a goal of $1 million within a year, and you get $1 million within 3 years. You still achieve that $1 million business mark. If you set a goal that you're going to read, you know, 10 books in the next 2 months, and you read 9, you've still read 9, and you can read the 10th one next month. So you're still moving in that direction. And even though your timeline might be skewed, you still achieve the overall vision and objective that you set out to accomplish.
Well, and part of this is knowing how to hold oneself through the process. This is what I want to ask you about, because, you know, and I'm so thrilled that you're joining us here today to talk about this. Because when we look at a blueprint, and I hope I'm not insulting you by saying that basically the way I see what you've done is created a blueprint for people. And the reason that I look at the seven steps as a blueprint, it's because I think we truly do need to build on the shoulders and stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. And what you've done is you've created a platform, a way for us to follow steps to something that is not only mind-boggling for people, but scary as all get out, Teresa. I mean, wow, when I sat down and I declared, this is a million dollar enterprise, I had a moment where I thought I was going to throw up.
I've had those moments, I'll be honest with you. Absolutely. And every entrepreneur does. If you don't, then you're not normal, you know. You're going to have moments where you cry, and if, you know, if you don't throw up, you're going to feel like you should throw up or you need to, and that's normal. And accepting, you know, our idiosyncrasies and challenges and self-doubt is normal, so you can move past them, is really one of the steps. But one of the reasons I created the seven steps was to break down this easy process of getting there, because so many people believe it's too difficult, too hard, I can't do it, I don't have, you know, the resources or the intelligence or the academia or whatever they perceive is necessary to achieve, then they start perceiving that they don't have that or can't access it, can't get to it. So I tried to make these steps easy, and one of the reasons I did this is, I'll tell you, my husband's a chiropractor. In that field, there are a lot of very good healers, fantastic, wonderful people that never get their message out completely because the business side gets in the way of their accomplishing helping people. So I broke it down into seven easy steps, which are pretty much establishing the vision by evaluating what you want, why you want it, who you're going to serve, why you're going to serve them, and then establishing your long-term vision, because that's pretty much your foundation that will sustain you when all the other, you know, challenges and distractions get in your way. So once you get your foundation built, then you move on to the three, what I call the three M's of every business, just to make it simple. It's money, management, and marketing. Every business needs really solid systems and teams to run their marketing, which I include sales and publicity under marketing, marketing, money, which is all your cash flow, how your money flows through the business, what your products are, how they come in and out of your business, and then your management, which is the team that you assemble, whether it's outsourcing or, you know, hiring people, whichever model you choose, you've got to have a management plan to run that business. So when you build those three walls, you know, pretty much in your business, money management and marketing, simultaneously with strength, those are the three pillars, so to speak, that will support your organization. And what creates a seven-figure business that is sustainable is teams and systems that are duplicatable, that produce a predictable result. And when you get that accomplished, then you've got seven figures that you can build on. And my background is in asset management.
Mm-hmm.
I did asset management for a multi-million dollar portfolio for a billion-dollar New York real estate investment company. So I used kind of that corporate background to say, how do we make this simple? You know, we had money systems, management systems, and marketing systems built in that pretty much ran the company that made it sustainable, and we were able to produce and reproduce the same result over time. So that's when you start building your business as an asset that you can sell later, which is, you know, later phase of your business. It's something that is operating outside of the owner, independent of the owner and the visionary, that pretty much creates your vision and fulfills your vision, but doesn't need you as the business owner to make that happen and continue to happen over and over and over again.
Well, and this is what I love about this conversation because, you know, there are things that I know that I've picked up along the way that, or I've either carried forward, that are not the greatest habits to have. But, you know, when we look at money, marketing, and management, those, you know, they sound like the three M's that we're talking about. Those are big chunks. And I want to address some of these when we come back from break, Teresa, because, you know, for what you have put together, you hold the key for so many people. And I wanted to break this down for a minute to ask you about the top three things that you've learned. If you were to share three things with our listeners today about what they could either do or stop doing, what would Teresa Luquette say? What would this woman that helps people create million-dollar businesses, what would she say? I know for sure I want to know about it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Teresa about that. And then we're going to share some of the seven steps to a seven-figure business. And what does it mean to work less? Why could our downfall in the world that we live in, the world of becoming or being entrepreneurs, why is it that if we work more than 28 hours a week, we're wasting our time? All of this is tied into the fabulous work she's created, Seven Steps to a Seven-Figure Business. If you want to find out more about this, go to sevenfigurebusiness.com. That's the number 7figurebusiness.com. Hold that in your consciousness and watch what happens. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show after this short break.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Allis has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debt-free.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I mentioned at the top of the hour that we have launched Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Bottom line is, if you go to drpatsmakeover.com, that's drpats, P-A-T-S, makeover.com, or mbsmakeover.com for, bmsmakeover.com for body, mind, spirit, makeover.com, you're going to be able to see what we are doing. Lots of information for those of you out there that want to apply, that want to enter into this. We're going to be selecting, I believe, at least three people from different parts of the country. I believe that we are going to be selecting one individual from Australia because we're there 5 days a week. And this is looking at how to transform one's life from the inside out. I've always said that you have everything you need inside, and that's why I created Crust Busting. All you need to do is break through the crust, and we are bringing the experts, we're bringing the products, the services, all of that to you to help you. I'm even going to coach you along the way. And so there's so much here that we want to do. Now the key is, and Teresa, my guest today, will really, you know, she'll jump on this. Once you go through the process, part of what we're asking you to do is pay it forward. That means whatever you've learned, whatever you can share, we want you to be able to share that with another. And we've got a platform and a program to help you do that. It's not just about the me anymore. It is about the we. And the we we're talking about today is the seven-figure business we with my guest, Teresa Luquette. Teresa, thank you for joining us here today. And, you know, I'll kind of put you on the spot before the break because I'm asking you, you are the person that builds million-dollar businesses from scratch. I can't even make a cake from scratch. And you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I can't make a cake from scratch.
Make
either.
A cake from scratch.
Forget the cake.
I don't even know what scratch is when we're talking about a $1 million business. And so, so tell me about this. What are some of the successes you have? And what are the three things that we either should do or stop doing?
You know, let's start with the stop doing first so we can end on a positive start doing.
Okay.
One of the stop doings that I find with many of the business owners that I've worked with is stop telling yourself why you can't. And I always say, you know, I'm not a psychologist. I'm pretty much a business coach, so I just say it like it is, and I'm very direct, and that is, you know, stop making excuses and start making a plan. You know, figure out what your challenge is and how you can solve it, because there's nothing that can stop you from achieving your vision unless you allow that to occur. So whatever it is that's stopping you, figure out why and who can help you. You know, use your team members and your resources. Who can help you with that little aspect that you're having that's a challenge that would be something very simple for someone else? It's, you know, you said bake a cake from scratch, and I gasped, you know, because I wouldn't even attempt to do that. I wouldn't know how to do that. I wouldn't know where to begin. But someone knows how to make a cake from scratch, and it would be easy. 1, 2, 3, you just do this. So figure out what it is that's stopping you, what your obstacle is, and who, you know, in your network or who is accessible to you that that's very easy for, and network with that person, individual, company to get your challenge solved. So there really are no obstacles. Usually it's just excuses of why we can't overcome that obstacle, and, you know, get rid of the self-doubt. One thing that I use daily in my life that works for me, and I'll just be honest with you to tell you what I do, and that's connect with myself spiritually every day. Find out, you know, where am I? What am I going to do today that is going to be in line with where I'm going, who I am, who I need to serve, and what's on purpose and on path for me? That's just being healthy within your own mind and body and your spirituality that will help you serve yourself and other people throughout your day. And it really does help you to get rid of all the obstacles and get into problem solving instead of pity and, you know, worry and all the things that delay your success.
Well, you and I could sit here for an hour and have a little pity party. I'm sure that we could come up and really, let me just use the term, dredge up some stuff that we've gone through. I know we have, you know, both of us have had challenges.
Of course.
And I want to ask you, I mean, is it true that the degree of challenges one is going to have is directly related to the size of the vision that one has? I don't know. Somebody told me that. And I said, why am I even believing that thing?
No, I believe it.
Crazy, yeah.
If you set low bars for yourself, then mm-hmm. you just coast easily. You can, you know, get up, go to work, do your job, come home, watch TV, have a beer, go to bed, and repeat the cycle the next day. Or if you really want to accomplish, I mean, we set up our own obstacles by setting our big visions, but the joy of achieving that vision is so fulfilling, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and on many levels. You're serving your values, your family, your community. So you live an inspired life, and that's so rewarding. So you pretty much set your own bar where you want it to be, and then you go for it. That's the beautiful thing about living, you know, in our country, for sure. We have so much freedom to fail, to succeed, to get up, to keep moving. Of course, you know, some of the most successful people have had the biggest failures, including myself. I mean, many of my strength systems and advice and support and help that I can give other people today is based on what I did wrong that I wouldn't repeat again, you know?
Exactly.
I know, just real quick, one of my clients has an IRS issue, and, you know, they're very upset about it. And I said, no, we don't call that a problem. We call that a motivating factor. So you take that, you blow it up, frame it, put it on your wall, and that's your purpose for succeeding, and it will drive you to accomplish more than you would have accomplished if you didn't have that hurdle to overcome. And so, you know, they've paid the IRS debt off, and now they've built a system in their company that produces revenue that's repeatable and predictable, and they've got the revenue from that accomplishment that will last, you know, the remainder of their business career. Whereas if they didn't have that challenge that they had to overcome, they wouldn't have created a system and a process and a revenue stream to solve that problem. So you can either cave into the challenge or you can use it to motivate you.
And, you know, I love what you just said because you're right. Every single one of us have had challenges. I mean, I know, you know, for myself, every time, you know, we sit down and we create a bigger vision, it's amazing sort of the challenge that shows up. You know, and there are universal principles people can talk about. You know, one of them was pointed out to me the other day, and they said, you know, if you ever look at the work of Catherine Ponder and the work that she does on prosperity, one of the things she says is that, you know, there's a vacuum that needs to be created because the universe abhors a vacuum. It hates a vacuum. It wants to fill it with all the goodies. How is it that, you know, we can look at our next best idea, our next best step, and look at it from a perspective of I am going to be successful, and not only successful in terms of management and marketing, but money. You know, is this the final frontier, especially for women? Is it harder for women to ask for what they want, or did I just make that up? Is that a projection?
I think it's been harder traditionally, but I think that we're all working together now, and shows like yours and other voices are coming forward and saying, let's change this, you know, mentality. Let's change the way we've been doing things and be more assertive, be more clear, expect more of ourselves, help each other get where we're going. So I do think it's changing, at least in my world and the women that I work with. We're empowered, we're, you know, balancing. We do believe that we can have it all, you know, in terms of our family, life balance, career success. You don't have to exchange one for the other. And I think more and more women are succeeding on multiple levels and recognizing, you know, that the old corporate models that were set up pretty much for one person, usually the male, to be working, you know, 60 to 90 hours a week, and the woman was supporting the home environment and so forth, that our corporate world is still set up for that structure and that environment. They're very slow to change. But in entrepreneurship, we're using all of our resources. We're using the benefit of our flexibility, our size is our speed and our advantage. So we're using all of those tools to really change those models so we can serve our lives, our lifestyle, financially and personally, so we can have financial success and freedom, and not compromise our family values in order to get those two.
When we look at all of this, and we're going to talk about this today, you know, we're looking at the million-dollar mark, and from what you've done, you've built million-dollar businesses. I mean, you've clearly done that. You know, what are some of the success stories you have? I mean, when we talk about building from scratch, what does scratch mean?
Well, it means starting with usually a vision and figuring out what that vision is, what you're going to try to accomplish, who you're going to serve, how long you're going to be in this, and then once you've forecast that, you start deciding what you need to build it. It's really like baking the cake. You're figuring out, I need this, I need that, I need this, and that, I need that. Then what order do I put it in, and then how long does it need to bake or sit there before we start the next one? So it's really a matter of figuring out what are you trying to do, what is it going to take to get it done, and then going about gathering. And women, you know, we are great gatherers. We're very efficient. That's why we can do well in business. Very efficient with gathering what we need, the resources that we need to make something happen and to get it done. So in business, you're gathering basically your money, you're gathering marketing, you're gathering, you know, all of your marketing collateral, everything that it's going to take to communicate your message. You're gathering, you know, who are the people that you're speaking to, and then you're gathering the team to make all of this happen. And you're kind of orchestrating all of that. And what one error that most small businesses make is not gathering the right management team that can help them put in the systems that they themselves may not be qualified to put in. And you're going to have a lot of delay and pain if you try to put in a system that you're not qualified or experienced to implement in your business that someone else can just come in and easily put in.
Well, you know, this is, I love this. It's almost kind of like you've got to be able to duplicate it. And, you know, duplicate it in so many ways. We're going to take a short break for right now. When we come back, Teresa Luquette joining us here today, expert in small business development and much more.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what it means to step into that million-dollar range. What does it mean to be an entrepreneur? And how does business planning, how does that differ from the long, drawn-out processes that most of us developed and worked with in the corporate environment? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you ready to say yes to your million-dollar business? We've got the answers to help you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwig uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time, the number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you go to the website, sevenfigurebusiness.com, that's the number, sevenfigurebusiness.com, and you go to, the page that talks about the work, that talks about the endorsements, one of the things you're going to see is you're going to see an endorsement from Mark Victor Hansen. And many of you know, I've interviewed Mark and I've interviewed Jack, and you know, clearly what they are saying is that, you know, we're looking at
an inspiring teacher. Teresa is someone that has created miracle after miracle, helping so many people create the future millionaires of the world. The question is, do you want to be one of them? And if you're saying, I can't, I don't know how, you know, it's not, it's ridiculous, I have nothing right now, remember, this is a woman that creates millionaires from scratch. And Teresa, thank you for joining us here today, because you and I were talking during the break, and one of the things that I forgot to share with you, and I'll share it, is that I know it's important to have a plan, and we're going to talk about that. It's also important to have a really clear idea of the direction you want to go and the outcome you want to have. When we started, before I started the radio show, I created a business card based on crust busting, a concept I had created. And on the back of the card, I wrote that I wanted to reach a million people to help them live life full out. I didn't write it. I actually had the business card printed with it. I shared that with Jack Canfield. And he said he was going to take that idea. And I said, you must, because look what happened.
Awesome.
Look what happened. In the first year, we had reached a million people. You know, right now, you know, the show, the iTunes, the podcasting, everything we do. But I had no idea radio would be it. What happens when we get on a path and we think we want to go in one direction and something else shows up and taps us on the shoulder?
Well, when you decided that you already know what your mission is and what you're going to accomplish, when your opportunity presents itself, you recognize it. And it's part synchrodestiny, intuition, you know, you're leading your life in the direction of that purpose. I believe that the opportunities show up and you're able to recognize them and take action on them immediately to get quick results. That makes the difference. I was sharing with you on the break with Seven Figure Business. I started working with chiropractors, met Mark Victor Hansen through the chiropractic field. As you know, he's very well known in that industry and has helped many, many, many chiropractors. My husband's a chiropractor. We have one of the top chiropractic clinics in the nation. We're in the top 1-5%. So I met Mark through that avenue, and then I decided, you know, I've had a successful corporate career. I've had a successful chiropractic, you know, business career. We bought and sold multiple clinics and have been very successful in that industry. I'm looking for the next thing that I can do to give back. How can I start helping other people accomplish, you know, what we've been able to accomplish? And one thing I noticed with chiropractors is a lot of the very successful chiropractors have jumped on the next best thing, and it's a quick, you know, not long-term sustainable business model. But most of them are looking to build a successful practice in a community that they're committed to serving with values and integrity, and they got into the profession just to really help their patients and their community, and then the business gets in the way. So they need help really with money management and marketing pillars that sustain their business. So I thought, I'm going to build, you know, seven-figure practice to teach chiropractors that are value-based, that want long-term business models that are sustainable over time, how, you know, to do what we've done. And we've never, you know, my husband has never been a personal injury practice or, you know, the next best thing or the, you know, curve of the you know, next 2 year curve person. He's in a rural community, has a practice that serves, you know, many, many thousands of people consistently over time. Anyway, so I kind of get off on that. That's how I met Mark Victor Hansen. But when I was able to communicate to Mark and Bob Allen that the name of my company was Seven Figure Business and the purpose was to help entrepreneurs grow a business that serves their life, boom. It said exactly who I was serving, what they would get out of it, and they immediately said, how do we get that?
There you go.
How do we get that?
There you go. And so you were able to come out, say who you were, and put it in front of probably one of the top go-to people right now in our country to get things done. And, you know, what's interesting is what holds us back. I mean, you clearly didn't have a problem saying to Mark, this is who I am and this is what I do. You know, what would you say to the people out there right now that have these ideas, that have or are working to be at the place where you were, and are afraid, you know, afraid to ask a Mark Victor Hansen, afraid to ask a Bill Gates, afraid to ask.
Well, I think you eliminate your fear when you figure out what it is that they need that you can help them with. And what I recognize that, you know, Mark and Bob had their One Minute Millionaire and their inner circle group of entrepreneurs that they were serving that needed a step-by-step, easy system on how to start and build a business that sustains over time that reaches the seven-figure business mark. I knew that they could use that for their customers. So it's really figuring out the person that you want to work with, what do they need that you can serve them with? How does your company or how do you serve them? You make that presentation in a very succinct way. You know, keep it short, keep it simple, make sure it's something that they need, and there's no work involved in that. There's no stress. It's easy. And that's when you're, you know, right on path with who you need to serve. So pretty much that conversation, actually that conversation I had was with Bob, and I said, you know, the name of my company is Seven Figure Business. I'm helping entrepreneurs build a business that serves their life. He said, our entrepreneurs need that. How do we get your class? And my very first seminar was filled with 50 entrepreneurs.
Well, and there you go.
It's really just, for your listeners, it's pretty much finding out what do you have, who can it help, and go for the big, you know, the big guns, you know.
Exactly.
You know, everybody.
What do you really have to lose?
We're all people.
That's right.
They're people too. They have needs. And so no one is going to dismiss you or reject you if you can solve a problem that they have, further their vision, help them in some way on their journey.
I love this. I love it. I love what we've talked
about. It's because you're not, in some way, you're missing, you know, their need.
Right, and you know, rejection is only another form of, you know, recreating oneself.
Exactly, and I don't like the term rejection. It's like refocus.
Exactly. You know, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us here today. Love, love what you're doing. Let's give out your website. Let people know how to get a hold of you directly.
It's at sevenfigurebusiness.com, the number sevenfigurebusiness.com. And there is a special link on there for chiropractors. I'm actually starting a new program just for chiropractors.
Okay, so we can help you with that, boy.
Chiropractic listeners are there. They can, you know, click on the link that is specifically for chiropractors. Well, but anyway, it's sevenfigurebusiness.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. And remember, everyone, think big. Act big and be big. This life is abundant and it's yours. Stay tuned for next week, another fabulous show coming up right here on the Voice America channel. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.